be
you
wrong.
You know, the other day I was listening to Red Steagall. We have him on Saturday morning
from
10 to 11. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the Kuhn and Culbertson Ranch.
Yeah, yeah. They did an interview with the Culbertsons, as I understand it.
Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah.
And it, actually, I was listening to it, I think they were on, I think, either last month. And it's pretty interesting to find out how some of those ranch companies mm-hmm. started. And they landed up here at Park Springs, mm-hmm. you know, and all that. But, you know, those and so many other people from these areas that mm-hmm. contributed to... Let's put it this way, Mike. There's always been a town, but a lot of the things that supported the town in the old days mm-hmm. was the ranching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we're talking big ranches. A lot of people were employed. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of things going on.
And they weren't corporate.
No. No, they were owned by families or partners, I guess, mm-hmm. back in the day, right?
Well, speaking of corporate, the other thing we were talking about was, you know, at El Encanto restaurant, Mr. Loera has a color photo there of Douglas Avenue, the business district on Douglas. And that goes back in the day when Western Drug was there and Dick's Liquor was on the other side of the street and Safeway Building was there and Western Drug and, you know, they were full of businesses.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my wife and said, you know, back, I remember, you know, Safeway was here. Then later on, and, you know, I remember Piggly Wiggly came, Furs was here. And these corporations didn't drive the local businesses away, you know, because I remember Wharton's was still around, Columbia was still around, Arts Food Market was still around, Ludi's was still around.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just speculating at this point is that those businesses back then, even though they were corporate, the level of greed and the unbridled capitalism was not like it was today.
Yeah.
They kind of seem to take the position that there's
room
enough
for all of us.
Yeah, there's room for everybody. And it wasn't until later on, you know, where capitalist markets just took off and went in a totally different direction that, you know, Las Vegas is still here. Back then, it was still pretty much the same size area-wise, not population-wise, but area-wise, was pretty much the same size. But there was so much activity, you know, and then as a teenager, you had all these, most of them were local, you know, you had the Tasty Freeze, you had the Ponderosa Drive-In, you had, I mean, just a number of the...
What was that campus before it was the Campus Drive-In? Was there something else there before?
The Campus Drive-In?
Right there where A1 Tires is now.
No, it wasn't there until Vic Stefani took it over.
That was not a restaurant at all? Was it called something else before?
Not until that I remember.
But Vic opened up.
Yeah, Victor Stefani opened that up, and then Ralph's started off across the street mm-hmm. from them. But that was, you know, that was later on. That was like in the 70s.
That's where they had the One Eye Jack. Is that where that home health place is at now?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's where Ralph had started out.
Garcia.
Yeah.
From the Rialto.
Mm-hmm.
They started there.
That's where Ralph was at before. Yeah.
I remember being called the One Eye Jack.
Oh, I don't. I don't remember.
It may have been
that.
A name like that.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be a restaurant right mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
But it's.
So that was before. Or after. I'll have to ask Ralph.
Yeah, we'll have to get him to jog our memory. Got a caller. Go ahead.
Caller, you're on.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
You know, right there where Love Music is at, you guys were talking about what was there before.
Yeah.
You guys remember Guano's used to be there?
That's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah. Guano's.
That's
and
right.
And then before that, Mr. Martinez used to have it. It was called a Highlander.
That's right.
Back in the 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, you're right. I remember now.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for helping us.
Yeah, you get. We need all the help we can get. But, yeah, I mean, there was just so much going on. I mean, There was activity, there was movement, there was, you know, all kinds of things going on.
But you know, you talked about the corporate model and actually, Mike, at the end of the day, the only major corporate model that's affected the growth and development of our town has been Walmart. Mm-hmm. You know, because when they came in with, we have everything for everybody, and we're going to close everybody down. Mm-hmm. They didn't even want to talk to owners that had, you know, competing type businesses. Just get away. We're taking over. And unfortunately, they have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, with not having all those neighborhood grocery stores, not having, you know, a nursery, not having, you know, all these other.
I remember Green's used to be just immediately east of the drugstore.
Inside the drugstore building, right?
Not inside the drugstore building,
but off to the
side. Yeah, off to the side. That's where Green's was. And then Maloof had a grocery store
down near the movie theater.
Yeah, over there where you turn in at the bridge going towards west.
Right there.
Okay, right there. Okay, and then Mr. Fram, remember Mr. Tony Fram?
No.
He had a meat market about halfway between the bridge and the key. And on halfway up the street on that side.
Now the Fram family is the one that moved to Albuquerque?
I don't know. Mr. Fram, I believe, lost his wife, and he raised those two kids that he had.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a, Mr. Fram was a just a fine, fine man. Very honorable.
See, talking about something we barely have is meat market.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You know?
And I think the people really miss that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ludi's and I mean, you know, you had Tom's grocery store. You had Green's. I mean, there was just a lot.
Yeah, everybody that you could think of had meat. I think we have another caller.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on.
Están vivo.
Hey. Yeah, estamos vivo.
Apenas. Bueno, yo apenas reviví ahora.
¿Cómo estás?
How's it going?
Bien.
Qué bueno.
¿Te acuerdas de Silver Spur?
I do.
Yeah. Ralph's Cafe.
I do.
That was the one at the edge of town. They had a semi back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Vivieras on Bridge Street.
Yeah.
Homer Lee, Fraser, and Tress, ¿te acuerdas?
Yeah, I remember Homer Lee. And then...
La tiendita all over town.
Yeah. Over there where you talk about the Silver Spur, there was the restaurant and then the gas station, the little truck stop area there. And that was the one I remember was it was run by Mr. Duran. Mr. Duran and his son and Demi ended up getting married. And they're the ones that opened up A1 Tire Shop.
Yeah.
But I remember Mr. Duran out there. That was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, Mike, I don't know if you remember back when we were young. I say like when we were young. Here in El Barrio, this guy used to come on a bicycle with a freezer in the front.
Yeah.
Selling ice cream.
I do.
And he used to have like a little bell.
I do, but I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember who it was here, but I remember that bike, no, because that was the first time we...
And we don't run and follow it, no.
And I remember the ice cream factory there by the Coors building.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make ice cream there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember
the name of it.
Yeah, I think it was Standard Dairy, I think it was.
Yeah, I remember when I was in North Public, I took us there for a tour, and that was the first time I had eaten one of those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's a lot of, you're right, you know, this town used to be vibrant. I remember the Bridge Street area with the kiosk here rolling, and, you know, there was always a lot, and, you know, a lot of it was because a lot of people from the ranchos would come into town to do their shopping and that.
Right.
So they would come from all the villages, you know, and that was really like Ludi's, you know, Ludi's was really kept alive because they used to give credit to a lot of the gente de los Rancho Hill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's too bad that it's not like that anymore, you know.
I know, I miss those days.
Yeah, back then, you know, you could talk to the owners and Platicadora and Platicada and order at Walmart. They even have an area where you don't even see a cashier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just pay on this machine and that's it, no.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, I just thought I'd put my two cents in.
Yeah, but we haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
I guess the best thing to do is reminisce when it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's about, I don't know, you know, we need a Mayor Barry over here.
But I'm not going to, you know, I regardless of what it is or whatever, it's still my hometown and I still love it. That's why we love
it, because we live here and we grew up here and there was so many things for us to do and our children to do and our parents and so many businesses and, you know, and now it's just nothing.
I hear you.
Yes. Well, I hope that...
Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
All right.
Bueno.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike, actually, you know, not including, you know, the exact present time we're in, I think we passed the point of no return 3-4 years ago. And,
yeah,
you know,
maybe.
And I think most of it has to do with the whole concept or the idea that we don't have any water.
Yeah.
Go away. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get yourself to that point, it's just, you know, that's just the beginning of the end.
Well, you know, conversations with guys like Miguel Angel and I call him El Profesor, Tony Gallegos, and then, of course, our dear friend that we lost not too long ago was Facundo Valdez. If you talk to guys like that, and then Raul Ibarri and guys like that, they understand and know what community is, what community should be. And it's not until we get city officials that are on the same page with community, not that they have to agree on anything, on everything. And it's okay to have debate, even if it's heated debate. But in the end, when there's a commitment to community, to the fundamentals, in my estimation, I may be wrong, but when you have that type, those type of people in government, that's what they're there for. It's not enough that you only have one or two people like that there, because the ugliness of the politics will eat it up if you only have one or two people that truly care about community. You've got to have, in your government, you have to have enough of them that care about community. There's going to be mistakes made. There's going to be wrong decisions or not popular decisions or whatever. But in the end, when the commitment is about the community, not individuals, but about the community. Now, it's going to be hard because we live in a community, you know, when people talk about nepotism and all that. Well, nepotism is a form of kinship. You know, kinship is very important in cultures like ours. There's other cultures that are, kinship is real important. And kinship is important with us, you know, where you take care of your own and all that. But not at the expense of your own either.
Yeah.
You know, so do we have another caller?
Caller, you're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
Good. That's good. Ya está listo para Halloween.
Yes, sir. La máscara que siempre ha usado. Go ahead.
No, I was more or less calling in on the, what I used to like more or the most way back when in the A&W.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think anybody could compete with their hamburgers, you know. It was just, and that used to be a hangout way back in those days.
Yeah.
Including the root beer.
Well, that sauce that they used on the burgers was good.
Well, whatever it was, but yeah. I mean, I don't know what it was that they used, but they were good.
Yeah, they were very good.
Como ahora, I think here in Vegas, maybe the Lala Burger, but they wouldn't be able to compete with A&W.
No.
The root beer and the shakes and everything was good. Man.
Yeah.
Hangout place.
I trade a lot with, when I want a burger, I'll go to the Lada Burger because they make it right there and it's hot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, it's totally fresh, you know, right off the bat. And like these other ones that are steamed up.
Yeah. And then burgers that I like, I don't know how many people have eaten one at El Sombrero, but the burgers there are really good. Yeah, they're really good. So, but yeah, I remember that one very well. You bet. And then there was another one. I was too young to really remember too much about it, but it was the Dog Patch, and it was another root beer joint.
Where was that at?
That dog
where the Better Stop is now, or the Little League Field, the Pee Wee League Field.
Right there.
Field, yeah, right there.
The Dog Patch.
It's called the Dog Patch.
I don't remember that one.